Hello. My name is Marty DeBurgi. I'm a filmmaker. I make a lot of commercials. That little dog that chases the covered wagon underneath the sink, that was mine. In 1966, I went down to Greenwich Village, New York City, to a rock club called the Electric Banana. Don't look for it. It's not there anymore. But that night, I heard a band that, for me, redefined the word rock and roll. I remember being knocked out by their exuberance, their raw power, and their punctuality. That band was Britain's now legendary Spinal Tap. 17 years and 15 albums later, Spinal Tap is still going strong. And they've earned a distinguished place in rock history as one of England's loudest bands. So in the late fall of 1982, when I heard that Tap was releasing a new album called Smell the Glove and was planning their first tour of the United States in almost 6 years to promote that album, well, needless to say, I jumped at the chance to make the documentary, the, if you will, rockumentary that you're about to see. I wanted to capture the sights, the sounds, the smells of a hard-working rock band on the road. And I got that. But I got more. A lot more. But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
Gives me a lot of energy, makes me happy.
The metal's deep, you can get stuff out of it.
The way they dress, the leather.
Which one?
This is LaGuardia.
This is J-A-S.
New York, New York.
Watch it, man. Watch it, man.
It's like you become one with the guys in the band. I mean, there's no division. You just... The music just unites people with the players.
Come on, live direct from hell, Spinal Tap.
Talk a little bit about the history of the group. I understand, Nigel, you and David originally started the band back in, when was it, 1964?
Well, before that, we were in different groups. I was in a group called The Creatures, which was a skiffle group.
I was in Lovely Lads. Yeah. And then we looked at each other and said, well, we might as well join up, you know. And
So we became the Originals.
Right.
And we had to change our name, actually.
Well, there's another group in the East End called The Originals. And we had to rename ourselves.
The New Originals.
New Originals. Yeah. And then they became...
The Regulars. They changed their name back to The Regulars. And we thought, well, we could go back to The Originals, but what's the point?
We became the Thamesmen at that point.
Stop wasting time. Give me some money.
first drummer was...
The Peeper. John Stumpy Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great, tall, blonde geek with glasses.
Yeah.
Good drummer.
Great look, good drummer,
good,
yeah.
Good
yeah,
drummer.
Fine.
What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things that was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it unsolved, really.
And he was replaced by...
Stumpy Joe. Eric Stumpy Joe Childs.
Yeah. And what happened to Stumpy Joe?
Well, it's not a very pleasant story, but he died, he choked on... The official explanation was he choked on vomit.
It's actually, it was actually someone else's vomit. It's not...
Exactly.
You know, there's no real...
Well, they can't prove whose vomit it was. They, never, they don't have facilities in Scotland Yard
to
print
spectrum photographing. You can't really dust for vomit.
Here we go.
Soho,
they call it. Soho.
So what?
Come on, lads. Soho.
Bobby Fleckman.
Who is that?
Sam, come over here, everybody.
With the record.
Yes, Bobby Fleckman.
Bobby, of course. How are you?
Oh, we know. You'll know. Hi, handsome. How you doing? All right, listen, I want you to all meet Sir Dennis Eaton Hogg. Now, he's the head of Palm Park.
We know.
Don't talk so much. Just smile and look
smart. Oh, she knows.
Dennis, come here. Come here. I want you to meet Spinal Tap, our guest of honor. Kids, this is Sir Dennis Eaton Hogg.
Hello, David.
This is Nigel.
This is Nigel.
Thanks a lot for letting us
Let's go over here, and we'll all take a picture together. Where's Christine? Where's my photographer? Come over here, honey. What's your name, Christine? Okay, right over here.
Great. I mean, you look fantastic. You would never know you're almost 40. I mean, if I look this good from the stage, too, it's amazing, you know?
I did the bird. Do the dead bird. Changes, get the dwarf cannolis, the little ones.
Okay, right. I did the bird.
Come on, don't talk back, huh? Mime is money. Let's go. Come on, move it.
Now, we here at Polymer, we're all looking forward to a long... And fruitful relationship with Spinal Tap. We wish them great success on their North American tour. And so say all of us, tap into America!
Excuse me. Are you reading Yes, I Can?
Yeah. Have you read it?
Yeah, by Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah.
You know what the title of that book should be? Yes, I Can... If Frank Sinatra says it's okay. Because Frank calls the shots for all those guys. Did you get to the part yet where Sammy's coming out of the copa? And it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and he sees Frank. Frank's walking down Broadway by himself.
Fucking Limeys.
Well, you know, they're not used to that world. Yeah, Frank Sinatra, it's a different world that they're in.
You know, it's just... People like this, you know, they get all they want, so they don't really understand, you know, about a life like Frank's. I mean, when you've loved and lost the way Frank has, then you know what life's about.
The Times may even do something.
Really?
The New York Times.
The New York Times.
Yeah. Well, that's mine. The bump we've got to iron out here is when we get the album released. I mean, it doesn't matter how good the press is and what the stringers.
Well, as I explained last night, you know, we're not going to saturate the New York market. Now, Philly now, that's a real rock and roll town.
Oh, Philly's a great town.
Yeah, being assured that the album will be available all through the Philadelphia metropolitan area.
So you are hitting that market.
I'm doing everything I can.
That's right, we're not playing
I mean, I'm riding
you, but you know that we're not blaming you.
But you don't feel that these guys have an effect on an audience? I mean, the kids go to their concert, they have a great time.
But it's a passing thing. It's a... I mean, I would never tell them this, but this is a fact.
The
talk about your reviews a little bit regarding Intravenous to Milo. This tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within. The musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry. Well,
that's nitpicking, isn't it?
The Gospel According to Spinal Tap. This pretentious, ponderous collection of religious rock psalms is enough to prompt the question, what day did the Lord create Spinal Tap, and couldn't he have rested on that day, too?
Never heard that one. That's a good one.
The review you had on Shark Sandwich, which was merely a two-word review, just said, shit sandwich.
Where'd they print that?
That's not real, is it?
You can't print that.
Touring and not touring and all that, I mean, it's obvious we belong on tour, you know. It's a great idea.
I mean, all that stuff about you being too old and you being too white.
Yeah,
you know, but what about the album, Ian?
Well, that's the real problem, Ian. There's no way to promote something that doesn't exist, you know.
Well, it's got to be a reason.
It's a very unimportant reason. It's just that they're just experimenting with some new packaging materials. Right. Let me get the door.
Experiment. Do they have monkeys opening it
up? Oh, there's, the other thing is that the Boston gig has been cancelled.
What?
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it, though. It's not a big college town.
I heard you, boys. You got an album coming out right now?
It should be out now.
Smell of Love?
Real Smell of Love. Yeah.
Provocative title.
I love it.
Well, where do you see the cover? Where do you see the cover? Very provocative indeed.
Bobby, I'm going to tear you away from all this.
So, do you have a drink?
No, I don't really need one. But, listen, I really do have to talk to you a bit about this this whole issue of
whatever's on your mind.
The issue of the cover.
Yeah.
We feel, and it seems to be facts, that the company is rather down on the cover. Is that the case?
Yes.
You can give it to me straight, you know.
Listen, they don't like the cover.
Uh-huh.
They don't like
the
cover.
Well, that's certainly straight.
They find it very offensive and very sexist.
Well, what exactly do you find offensive?
Ian,
what's offensive?
You put a greased, naked woman on all fours with a dog collar around her neck. And a leash.
And a leash.
And a man's arm extended out up to here, holding on to the leash and pushing a black glove in her face to sniff it. You don't find that offensive?
No.
You don't find that sexist?
This is 1982.
That's
Bobby.
Right,
come
it's 1982. On. Get out of the 60s. We don't have this mentality anymore.
Well, you should have seen the cover they wanted to do.
I don't care what they want. See, now, this is something, Ian, that you're going to have to talk to your boys about.
We're certainly not laying
down
any
conditions.
And
I don't think that a sexy cover is the answer for why an album sells or doesn't sell, because you tell me, the White Album? What was that? There was nothing on that goddamn cover. Excuse me, the phone's ringing. Ian, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dennis. Okay. Why don't you tell him? Okay, hold on 1 minute. Ian! It's Eaton Hogg. He wants to talk to you.
Okay, thank you, Don.
You're welcome. See ya.
Hello? Sir Dennis? Hi. How are you? Oh. Fucking bastard. But it's really not that offensive, Sir Dennis. Come on. Okay. I'll call you absolutely first thing in the morning. Oh, shit. They're not going to release the album because they have decided that the cover is sexist.
Well, so what? But what's wrong with being sexy? I mean, there's no
sexist.
Okay, listen, I wanted to tell you this, and I was holding back because I didn't know what Dennis's decision was going to be. But at this point, both Sears and Kmart stores have refused to handle the album. They're boycotting the album only because of the cover.
If the company is behind an album, it can shove it right down their throats.
Money talks and bullshit walks. And if the first album was a hit, then we could have pressed on them. Then we could have told them, yes.
The music, every cut of this album.
I don't give a shit what the album is.
It's nothing to show.
We made a joke a long time ago.
Making it
like a big deal.
That's true. You know, if we were serious and we said, yes, she should be forced to smell the glove, then you'd have a point, you know. But it's all a joke, isn't it? I mean, we're making fun.
Well, it isn't.
We're making fun of that sort of
smell,
you know.
Not over and over again.
Listen, the thing is, we can probably work something out. I'll talk to Dennis, and maybe we can come up with a compromise and a new design concept that we can all live with.
You guys were schoolmates?
We're not university material.
What's that on your finger?
It's more gum.
What are you doing with your finger?
I might need it later.
Okay.
put it on the table. It's terrible.
Well, forget it on the table.
How old were you guys when you met?
8 years old. 8 or 9.
You and 8, and I was 7.
That's right.
Do you remember the first song that you guys ever wrote together?
All the Way Home, probably.
Yeah.
All the Way Home?
Yeah.
Can you remember a little bit of it? I'd love to hear.
Christ. Some black coffee, maybe.
How's it going?
Good side of the railroad track. I'm waiting for that train to bring you back. Bring me back. If she's not on the 519, then I'm gonna know what sorrow means, and I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home, all the way home.
Cry all the way home.
Fairly simple. It's about six words in the whole song. You
sounds
know,
like a
beat them over and over again.
Let's talk about your music today. One thing that puzzles me. Is the makeup of your audience seems to be predominantly young boys.
Well, it's a sexual thing, really. It's, aside from the identifying that the boys do with us, there's also like a reaction to the female to our music.
They're quite fearful.
Yeah.
That's my theory. They see us on stage with tight trousers. We've got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. I mean, it's really quite frightening, the size.
Yeah.
And they run screaming.
Problems with the arrangements backstage.
What exactly?
Well, Well, no, there's some problems here. I don't even know where to start. All right, this... Look, there's a little problem with the... this miniature bread. It's like, I've been working with this now for about half an hour, and I can't figure out, let's say I want a bite, right? You've got this...
You'd like bigger bread?
Exactly. I don't understand how...
You could fold this, then.
Then it's half the size.
No, not the bread. No, you just fold the meat.
Yeah, but then it breaks apart.
You put it on the bread like this, see?
But then if you keep folding it, it keeps breaking.
Why would you keep folding
and then
you
everything has to be folded. And then it's this. And I don't want this. I want large bread so that I can put this.
Right.
So then it's like this. Yeah. But this doesn't work because then it's all...
Because it hangs out like this.
Look.
Yeah.
Would you be holding
this?
No,
these? I wouldn't want to eat. I wouldn't want to put that in my mouth.
All right. A. Exhibit A. And then we move on to this. Look. Who's in here? No one. And then in here... There's a little guy, look.
Yeah.
So it's a complete catastrophe.
No, you're right. Nigel, calm down.
It's no big deal.
I'm sorry.
It's a joke.
You know,
it's really...
It's just some crack at university, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
I
it's
really...
It's all
I don't want it to affect your performance.
It's not
right.
going to affect my
right.
performance. Don't That's worry about it, all right?
Okay.
Just hate it, really.
Yeah.
It does
well,
disturb me.
Again.
But I
it's
rise
disgusting.
Above it. I'm a professional,
you're right?
Play all these, or?
Well, I play them and I cherish them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the top of the heap right here. There's no question about it. Look at the flame on that one.
Yes.
Look, I mean, it's quite unbelievable. This one is just, it's perfect. 1959. You know, it just, you cannot, listen.
How much is this?
Just listen for a minute. The sustain, listen to it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You would, though, if it were playing, because it really, it's famous for its sustain. I mean, you can just hold it.
Well, I mean, so you don't have to pull.
You can go and have a bite. No, you'll still be hearing that one.
Yeah.
Can you hold this a sec?
For sure.
This one, this, of course, is a custom 3 pickup. Paul, this is my radio unit.
Oh,
so
I
strap this piece on, you know, right down in here when I'm on stage.
It's
a
wireless.
Wireless, exactly.
Yeah.
And I can play without all the mucky muck.
You can run anywhere on stage with that.
This is special too, actually. Look, see? Still got the old tagger on it. See, never even played it.
You just bought it?
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I wasn't going to touch it. I was just pointing at it.
Don't point even.
Don't even point.
No. It can't be played. Never. I mean,
Can I look at it?
No. No, you've seen enough of that one. This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage. But it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
these amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Are you Spinal
Tap? Spinal Tap.
Welcome to Memphis. Gentlemen, we have a slight problem with your reservation. Nothing serious, I'm afraid.
Slight?
You wanted seven
suites.
Yes. He mistakenly put you on the seventh floor with one suite. However,
that's considerably more than mine.
Well, it's a good-sized room, sir. It's a king leisure. We can get you
How are we going to get 14 people in a king leisure bed?
Oh, no. Don't tempt me, sir.
Have a good time. We will not take care.
Welcome, gentlemen. Very attractive.
Hey, listen to me.
Yes,
we want these suites, and we want them now, okay? These people are tired.
Yes, sir.
We
can
have a sound check.
Perhaps you can help them. Give me a hand, please.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, okay? This twisted old fruit here tells me that you
just
have
God
not
made
got
me,
my
sir.
Reservation.
What's the difference between golf and miniature golf?
I think the wolves.
Uh-oh, look out, here they come.
There you go.
It's Jim Payne.
It's okay, we know it's Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap, David St. Hubbard, Spinal Tap. Derek Small, Spinal Tap.
We gotta get
Listen, where are you playing it at? Are you playing here?
We're doing the Normo Dome, whatever it is, it's terrific.
Oh, yeah, big place.
Sold
that's
it out.
Very that's a big nice. Place. You sold it out.
We really should run, you know.
How are you, laddie? Great to see you, Ted. Terrific to see
Liam.
You.
Liam.
Ian.
Listen, we'd love to stand around and chat, but we got to sit down in the lobby and wait for the limo.
Okay.
We'll
thanks
catch up with
great
you on the road.
See you again, Terry.
Yeah.
Cheers.
We'll catch up at the post, maybe.
Great.
Great to see you.
Good days.
Nice to see you.
What a wanker.
What a wanker.
She's got this much talent.
Yeah.
This we carry that. We had to apologize for him with our
set.
That's right. Yeah. People were still booing him when we were
all
it's
all
high. It's all high.
Yep, we got
Amrod.
It's a big, fat suite.
Yeah. Have you seen Duke Fame's current album?
Yes.
Have you seen the cover?
No, I don't think
it's
I have.
It's a rather lurid cover. I mean, it's like naked women, and
he's tied down to this table, and they've got these whips, and they're all semi-new.
Knocking on him, and it's like, it's
what
much worse. Well, the point is, it's much worse than Smell for Blood.
Yeah,
how did he get away with that?
Because
he's
the victim.
Three.
Their objections were that she was the victim. That's all right. I mean, if the singer's the victim, it's different. It's
See,
not
he
sexy.
He did a twist on it.
He did a twist.
We should have thought of that.
We were so close.
I mean, if we'd had all you guys tied up, that probably would have been fine. But it's still a stupid
It's such
cover.
A fine line between stupid and clever. Yeah,
it's just a little turnabout.
Yeah. I have a small piece of bad news. Although it may not be
for a change.
We're cancelled.
At the hotel?
No, we're cancelled. The gig is cancelled. It says Memphis show cancelled due to lack of advertising funds.
The last time Tap toured America, they were
booked into 10,000-seat arenas and 15,000-seat venues. And it seems that now, on the current tour, they're being booked into 1,200-seat arenas, 1,500-seat arenas. And I was just wondering, does this mean the popularity of the group is waning?
Oh, no, not at all. I just think that that their appeal is becoming more selective.
Now, I noticed this here, you've got this cricket bat here.
Yes.
You play?
No, I carry this partly out of, I don't know, sort of,
affectation?
Yes, I mean, it's a kind of totemistic thing, you know, but to be quite frank with you, it's come in useful in a couple of situations. Right. Certainly in the topsy-turvy world of heavy rock, having a good solid piece of wood in your hand is quite often useful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss you too, darling. Not too well, actually.
Well, we've got some cancellations, that's all. We got to Memphis, and there's no gig in Memphis, and we find out this promoter in the Midwest has pulled out St. Louis and Kansas City and, Des Moines. I don't know, it's in Indiana or something. Oh, don't tease me. That's not until April. Great. We'll do it. Fucking great. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I have no idea. You might have to take a plane to New York and then go to Milwaukee from there. Oh, God, I love you too. Okay. Bye. Well, my problems are solved, mate.
Who's that?
Jeanine. She's going to come meet us. She was supposed to do window layout for Neil Kite's boutique. But it's not till April, is she?
She's coming to drop some stuff off, you know, and then
no,
go
no,
right
she's
back.
Coming on the road. She's going to travel with us. She's going to go on the road with us.
Turn it up.
She says she can hear that I'm eating too much sugar on the phone. She says my larynx is fat.
You might want to come next door. The radio is playing a bit of your past.
You happy for me?
I don't believe it!
Oh yeah, going all the way back to 1985, Alan. Doesn't it feel good? With the Thamesman and Cups and Cakes.
Where
the Thamesman later changed their names to Spinal Tap. They had a couple of nice-sized hits. They're currently residing in the Where Are They Now file. Johnny Q with you on Golden 106, and right after we
drop you.
I'm not really sure this was such a great idea. I mean, I don't feel any better than I did at the hotel.
He's going to a TV special from here before he dies.
Yeah, that's right. A musical version of Somebody Up There Likes Me. Well, since my baby left me, I've found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Do it with the harmony parts.
Right. Well, since my baby...
The same key, though, I think.
Well, since my baby left me...
If I'm going...
Since my baby left me.
No, you can't hit that note.
Since my baby left me. Well, I found a new place to dwell.
That's all right.
It sounds raga. You don't want to go raga.
No, not with this, it don't.
It does.
Well, since my baby
it sounds
left
fucking barbershop.
Me.
Well, don't, hey. Barbershop what? Raga.
Watch the language.
It's a new hybrid.
The king.
Well, this is terribly depressing.
It really puts perspective on things, though, doesn't it?
Not too much. There's too much fucking perspective now.
1967, that was the first time Spinal Tap came into existence.
Well, the whole world was changing in those days.
And also we had the world here because we had just released an enormous selling single. Listen to the Flower People.
We toured the world, we toured the States.
Toured the world and elsewhere.
It was a dream come true.
Listen to what the flower people say. Listen, it's getting louder every day. be calling now for you.
During the Flower People period, who was your drummer?
Stumpy's replacement, Peter James Bond. He also died in mysterious circumstances. We were playing a festival. Jazz blues festival. Where was that?
Blues jazz, really.
Blues jazz festival.
It was in the Isle of Lucy.
Isle of Lucy. Jazz blues festival.
And it was tragic, really. He exploded on stage.
Just like that.
He just went up.
He just was like a flash of green light. And that was it. Nothing was left.
Look at his face.
Well, there was.
It's true. This really did happen.
There was a little green globule on his drum seat.
It's like a stain, really.
It was more of a stain than a globule, actually.
Dozens of people spontaneously combust each year. It's just not really widely reported.
Right.
Yeah.
Test. This is mic number one. This is mic number one. Isn't this a lot of fun?
Two.
Okay,
two.
Got the mic.
Let's do GSM, alright? GSM. You know what I want.
Here we go.
You know what I need. Oh, maybe you don't. Do I have to come right back down out and tell you everything? If it's not
I told you about this, the film crew. Martin?
Hi, Mark.
This is Janine.
Hello.
Here it is!
Visitor's Day, isn't it?
Here it is, lads!
You better turn to
the glove. Sound the glove now, Billy. Gather round. Where's David? David, get up here.
David, smell the glove is here. Hello, Janine.
A moment, we've all been waiting for you.
I see the day. Ready for everybody. Wait a minute, a little fantasy. What do you think? Is this the test pressing? No, this is it. Yes, that's right. Smell the glove by spinal tap. That's the jacket cover that's going out across the country. This is the compromise. Is it going to say anything here? It doesn't even say anything. It's not going to say anything on the show. It's just going to be like this. It's going to be that simple, beautiful, classic. It does look like black leather. You can see yourself in... Both sides. I wouldn't feel so bad. It's like a black mirror. Well, I think it looks like death. David, it looks like mourning.
Every movie in every cinema is about death. Death sells.
I think he's right. There's something about this that's so black. It's like, how much more black could this be? And the answer is none. None more black.
You're rationalising this whole thing like into something that you did on purpose. I think we're stuck with a very stupid and a very dismal looking album. This is depressing. This is
David.
Something you wear around your arm. You don't put this on your fucking turntable.
David, it's a choice.
I frankly think that this is the turning point. Okay.
I think this is.
We're on our way now. It's time to.
I agree.
It's time to kick ass.
history of Spinal Tap drummers in the past, do you have any fears for your life?
When I did join, you know, they did tell me, they kind of took me aside and said, well, Mick, it's, you know, it's like this. And it did kind of freak me out a bit, but it can't always happen.
Right.
To every, can it?
Right.
I mean,
the law of averages.
The law of averages.
Says you will survive.
Yeah.
Oh, quite exciting. Quite exciting, this computer magic.
How many planets have you destroyed, Pip?
Well, fourth time round, I think. We're doing really fine. A few galaxies gone, you know.
This is Cindy's first mustache.
Is it?
Can I take it off?
Why?
No, it's, I thought I might go back and see what they were up to back there, you know. I don't think they really need to see this until you're finished with it, you know.
Well, you're reading, you can
read
here. There he goes. Yeah, but they got the new game back there, I thought I'd maybe have a look at the new game. It's like a submarine thing.
Before I met Janine, my life was cosmically a shambles. It was, I was using bits and pieces of whatever Eastern philosophies happened to drift through my transom. And she sort of sorted it out for me, straightened it out for me, gave me a path, you know, path to follow.
I wonder if you have as much influence over his musical expression.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I listen to him when he's experimenting and things like that, don't I? He plays things to me sometimes when he's worked out, he's got a new bit that he wants to tell me about, you know, and I say, yeah, that's good, or that's bad, or that's shit, or whatever, you know.
Yes, she's very honest. She's brutally frank.
Well, how does that go over with the other band members? I mean, you...
Well, what happens is she gives me the brutally frank version, and I sort of tart it up for them.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's, you know, it's so strange because Nigel and Janine are so similar in so many ways, but they just can't... They don't dislike each other at all, and there's great love between the two of them, but there's some sort of communication that's just not... It's just blocked or something.
With it for a few months now. Very delicate.
It's a bit of a departure from the kind of thing you normally play.
Yeah, well, it's part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, just simple lines intertwining. You know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between though. It's really, it's like a Mach piece, really. It's,
what do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Midwest Airlines.
Do you have any metal objects in your pocket?
Yeah.
Take them out and put them in the bucket.
Keys, tuning fork. Musician art to stay in tune, you know. There you go.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, okay.
One more.
Could you take this jacket off, please?
Oh, it's the zipper.
Setting off the machine.
Let's go, then. Let's go. Hurry up.
So,
step over here, please. Raise your arm.
Grand Forks, scheduled for departure at gate 12, has been delayed approximately 20 minutes.
Do you have any artificial plates or limbs?
Not really, no.
Would you,
Yeah.
Tufkin.
Hey, how
Polymer
are you?
Records, how are you? Hey, how you doing? Hey, you are Derek.
Derek.
Artie fucking Polymer Records, how
Hello,
are you?
Artie.
I'm your promo man here in Chicago.
Oh, that's great.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
And of course, Nigel. I love you. Nigel Tufno.
Right.
I love your stuff. I go back with you guys. Boy, do I. Artie fucking Polymer Records.
Right, yeah.
I love you. And who are you, darling?
Oh, this is my special new friend, Cindy.
Hello, Cindy.
And this is Belinda.
Hello, Belinda. Artie fucking Polymer Records.
Yeah.
Promo. And I... Oh, what's going on here? Hi.
Oh,
hi, guys. Good. Artie fucking Polymer Records. Nice to see you. And where is David? David, hi. Artie Pufkin, how are you?
It's nice to see you.
We've got something exciting happening tomorrow.
Oh, it's a food. It's a food.
Oh, thank God. Civilization. Where did I put this?
What are you doing to me here?
I'm not doing anything.
I thought we had a relationship here. I don't know what happened.
Business is terrible, Artie. What can I tell you? This is the truth.
I know business is terrible, but what happens with a record store, with a promotion, and nobody shows up?
This isn't a personal thing, Artie. Nobody's coming in the
store. Forget personal thing. We had a relationship here. Forget about personal. What about a relationship? I feel like a schlub, and I don't know what's happening. It's me. That's what it's happening. It's me. I did it. It's my fault. I know.
Well, we were told massive radio support.
We did massive. We saturated.
It's
we oversaturated.
Radio support.
That's what it is. It's me. I did it. I fucked up. I fucked up the timing. That's all. I fucked up the timing. I got no timing. You know what I want you to do? Will you do something for me?
What?
Do me a favor. Just kick my ass, okay? Kick this ass for a man. That's all. Kick my ass.
No.
Enjoy. No. Come on. I'm not asking. I'm telling with this. Kick my ass.
Well, we've kept him waiting long enough. Let's do it to him.
Come on, Mick.
Let's go, Mr. Shrimp again.
Rock and roll!
It's gonna be a hot one, isn't it? It's gonna be a great show. No, it's not an exit.
We don't want an exit.
No,
that's true.
Oh, this way.
Oh,
this way.
Yeah.
Well, this way.
Wait.
This looks familiar, though.
Listen.
It really does. Let's go.
Go straight ahead.
We'll trust you. Yeah.
Turn right the next two corners. And first door you sign, authorize personnel only.
Yeah.
Open that door. That's the stage.
You think so?
You authorize. You're musicians, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Rock and roll.
Hold on. Rock and roll.
Let's get it.
No, this way.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Let me go.
Hello, Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland.
You're about to be the wrong time.
Other way. I hate to keep harping on this, but I think that the notion of a black album has really cursed us in ways.
Believe me, we're getting some very substantial reports of it. I don't think we have to worry about that.
You know, it might have been better if the album had been mixed right.
Well, of course, that's true.
It just wasn't... It was mixed all wrong, wasn't it?
It was mixed wrong?
Yeah.
Were you there?
No,
but she's heard the record.
Album.
So your judgment is it was mixed wrong?
you can hear the lyrics on all of it.
You don't agree that you can't hear the vocals?
No, I do not agree, no.
Well, I think maybe...
It's interesting that she's bringing it up.
Well, she'd like to hear the vocals.
I mean, it's like you're saying, you know, you're using your own conditioner for your hair. You know, it's...
No, don't.
It looks sort of...
You don't do heavy metal in Dublin, you know?
In what?
In Dublin.
She means Dolby, all right? She means Dolby. You know perfectly well what she means.
Well, you shan't recover from this one. You shan't recover from this one.
Oh, come on.
Can I have the floor for just one moment? Because I've got, you know, something I'd like to show you. These, Janine's been working on these very hard. These are a new direction.
Got a new idea for a new
the stage look of the band, fashioned after the signs of the zodiac.
What we need is a new presentation.
This is a look for Viv, he's a Libra. There's the sort of the yin, yang sort of look. This is Nigel, he's Capricorn. Sort of a goat look.
Give you a little beard.
This is
a show.
Just bear with us for one moment, please. This, I love this. I wish I were the cards of the crab. This is your crab face. That's great. Give it a chance. And this is
David. Wait a minute. Have you any idea what it will cost to dress up the band as animals?
Oh, that costs.
Well, they're not animals. They're signs of the zodiac. They're animals. It's just a way to fight the drabs. You know, we've got the drabs.
Well, that's true. I think mine would look better in Dublin. It was done in Dublin.
There
are solutions to our problems. I think we know
it. I've yet to hear that.
Another quarter besides this one. We can say, let's just.
Let's hear your suggestions. Stone Age. Best production value we've ever had on stage.
But we haven't got the equipment. Please,
just a moment.
Musically, we all know it, right?
Yeah.
No problems. Musically, we go right on stage, and it's quite simple. And this is, you know, Ian can take care of this.
I know what the Stone Age Monument looks like. We don't have that piece of scenery anymore.
I know. So we build a new one. And this is it.
Consider it done.
Well, so you're going to just take care of it like that? You're going to find someone to design it? Let's try. I'll do the number.
Do you feel that in collaboration with David that you are afforded the opportunity to express yourself musically the way you would like to?
Well, I think I do, you know, in my solos. Yeah. My solos are my trademark.
Proportions. It'll be this color, right?
Yeah.
That's just terrific. I mean, it almost looks like the real thing.
I got it.
Yeah. When we get the actual set, when we get the piece, it'll follow exactly these specifications. I mean, even these contours and everything.
I don't understand it.
But I mean,
we get the actual piece.
Well, when you build the actual piece.
But this is what you asked for, isn't it?
What?
Well, this is the piece.
This is the piece.
Yes.
Are you telling me that this is it? This is scenery? Have you ever been to Stonehenge?
No,
The triptychs are 20 feet high. You can stand 4 men up them.
Ian, I was asked
to build... This is insane. This isn't a piece of scenery.
Look, this is what I was asked to build. 18 inches. Right here, it's specified. 18 inches. I was given this napkin. I mean...
Forget this. Fuck the napkin.
Hundreds of years before the dawn of history, lived an ancient race of people, the Druids. ghosts, who they were, or what they were doing, but their legacy remains. Hewn into the living rock of Stone Age.
Banshees live and they can live well. Stonehenge, where a man's a man and the children dance to the pipes of Pan.
And you, my love, won't you take my hand? We'll go back in time to that mystic land. And the cats meow. I will take you there. I will show you how.
Little children of Stone Age, beneath the haunted moon, for fear that daybreak might come too soon.
Think that the problem was that the band was down. I think that the problem may have been that there was a Stonehenge monument on the stage that was in danger of being crushed by a dwarf. All right? That tended to understate the hugeness of the object.
I really think you're just making a much too big a thing out of it.
Making a big thing out of it would have been a good idea.
Nigel gave me a drawing that said 18 inches, all right?
I know he did, and that's what
now,
I'm talking about.
Whether he knows the difference between feet and inches is not my problem. I do what I'm told.
But you're not as confused as him, are you? I mean, it's not your job to be as confused as Nigel is.
It's my job to do what I'm asked to do by the creative element of this band. And that's what I did.
The Come audience on. Were laughing.
So it became a comedy number. I
yes, it did. Yes, it fucking well did. And it was not pleasant to be part of the comedy on stage. That stage, perhaps, was very amusing.
Maybe we just fix the choreography and keep the dwarf cleared.
What do you mean?
So we'll trod upon it.
I don't think that's the issue. I think it's symptomatic of maybe you're taking on more than you can handle.
Oh, it's not right, exactly the first maybe, time you've messed things up, is it?
I mean, there have been some gaping holes in the business.
Excuse me, this is a band meeting, right? Are you
don't
here
worry
for some
about
reason?
Don't worry about it. She's with me.
Yeah, is she now in the band? I mean, is she singing band?
I care what happens to the band.
David, whenever a single bump or a ruffle comes into this little fantasy, adolescent fantasy world that you guys have built around yourself, you start screaming like a bunch of poncy hairdressers. I mean, it's just a problem, you know? It gets solved.
You can't live
in a bubble.
If it got solved, that would be all right, but it doesn't get solved. I mean, what do you think happened out there? What got solved tonight?
For one thing that goes wrong, one single thing that goes wrong, 100 things go right. Do you know what I spend my time doing? I sleep 2 or 3 hours a night. There's no sex and drugs for Ian, David. You know what I do? I find lost luggage.
Yes.
I locate mandolin strings in the middle of Austin. You know? I prize the rent out of the local Hebrews.
Well, maybe
that's what I do.
Someone else to find the lost luggage, and you should concentrate on what's going on stage.
Yes. That's
what
we're talking about.
To be the roadman.
What David's trying to say, if you'd let him get a word through, is you could maybe do with some help.
Some help.
It's very simple.
That clear.
Maybe there's someone already in the organisation. We don't have to pay insurance. We don't have to pay extra room, etc. She's already here. She's already among us, and she can certainly capable of taking over.
She? Wait a minute.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
I would never have dreamed in a million years that it was her you were talking about.
Why not?
I am offering to help out.
No, you're not offering to help out. You're offering to co-manage the band with me. Is that it?
Yes.
Let's get it
in
straight.
So many words, that is exactly it.
Well, certainly not going to co-manage with some girl just because she's your girlfriend.
Don't call her my girlfriend.
She's not your girlfriend. I don't know.
You couldn't manage a classroom full of kids. I don't know what you're doing managing the band. Oh, shut up.
This is my position, okay? I am not managing it with you or any other woman, especially one who dresses like an Australian's nightmare. So fuck you, and
fuck
all
you
of you,
too.
Because I quit, all right? That's it. Good night.
Can I raise a practical question at this point?
Yeah.
Are we going to do Stonehenge tomorrow?
No, we're not going to fucking do Stonehenge.
Okay, we're all set. Thank you. All right, fellas, I got the tickets. We're on the 310 flight at gate 24, all right? And it arrives at 4 o'clock in Colorado. Then we've got a limo to take us to the lodge.
It's about 100 yards from Rainbow Trout Studio.
What I've done is to arrange a whole load of charts.
So great.
Now, we know that the band sign is Virgo, and you see it, Saturn's in the third house, all right, and it's a bit rocky, but because Virgo is one of the most highly intelligent signs of the zodiac, we're going to pull through this with great aplomb.
Yeah.
And someone not
it's
got
so
one.
Clear.
No,
it really
Nigel
isn't.
Hasn't got one.
It's so clear,
Nigel,
you know.
Nigel, we've got pages for you here.
Well, he's got one,
now,
he's got it.
If you have a look at it.
Think about the jumble that a tour book usually is.
Right.
No, he's got one. He's got one.
Oh, he's got one.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what I want to explain to you here is that Denver.
How would you characterize your relationship with David over the years? Has it changed in any way?
Not really. I mean, you know, we've grown up. But really, it's not. No, not really. We feel like children much of the time, even when we're playing. We're closer than brothers. His brothers always fight, sort of disagreements and all that. And we really have a relationship that's way, way past that.
Play the fucking guitar.
You know the part, you did.
No, he doesn't know the part. If he knew the fucking part, he'd play it, wouldn't he?
Are you walking out?
Fuck.
Great. Great. Just tell me what we're supposed to do, all right?
Well, we're supposed to play the fucking thing, aren't we? We have no choice. We spent an hour and a half doing more.
Setting up this
microphone. No, it would make this a lot simpler. I mean, I hate to cut right to it here. Why don't you play this alone without some fucking angel hanging over your head? You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ. This is fucking all we need.
You can't fucking concentrate because you're fucking wife. Simple as that, all right? It's your fucking wife.
She's not my wife.
Well, whatever the fuck she is, all right? You can't concentrate.
This,
we can't fucking do
the
track.
This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
No, it's not
unbelievable
at all.
Will you check me on this? Am I losing my fucking mind? Can you check me on this? Am I losing my mind? I don't understand what this has to do with anything.
We're very lucky in the sense that we've got two visionaries in the band. You know, David
right.
and Nigel are both like poets, you know, like Shelley or Byron, people like that. The two totally distinct types of visionaries. It's like fire and ice, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, I feel my role is to, in the band is to be kind of in the middle of that, kind of like lukewarm water, in a sense.
Listen, I don't think we've got time to go to the hotel. I think we're going to go straight to the base.
To the what?
Base?
Yeah,
to the Civic Arena, right?
No.
No,
it fell through.
Wait a second, hold it. Do you know about this and we don't know about this? What are you talking about?
We're going to the Air Force Base.
Why are we going to an Air Force Base?
Because the original gig fell through.
Hochstra, you are Spinal Tap?
I'm Janine Tapetroni, this is
Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap, my mistake. I'm Lieutenant Bob Hochstra. Welcome to Lindbergh Air Force Base. This is your gentleman's first visit to a military facility.
Yes.
Fine, may I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here. We are such fans of your music and all of your records.
That's right.
I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre, the rock and roll, and so many of the exciting things that are happening in music today. And let me explain a bit about what's going on. This is our monthly at-ease weekend. It gives us a chance to kind of let down our hair, although I see you all have a head start on it. These haircuts wouldn't pass military muster, believe me. Although I shouldn't talk. My hair's getting a little shaggy, too. Better not get too close to you. They'll think I'm part of the band. I'm joking, of course. Shall we go in and I'll show you around? Walk this way, please. Right through here. Did you ever run into a musical group, works out of Kansas City, calls themselves Four Jacks and a Jill? They've been at a Ramada Inn there for about 18 months. If you're ever in Kansas City and you want to hear some good music, you might want to drop by. I would like to get the playing on about 1,900 hours, if that's satisfactory.
Where would that
be? I make it now, it's about 1,830 hours.
So that's what, 50 hours?
Well,
actually 20 hours.
That's actually about 30 minutes. About a half hour, give or take, just a few minutes. I don't want to rush you. The idea is if we can get it on, then we get it over with. And I have just one request. Would you play a couple of slow numbers so I can dance?
Working on a sex farm. Plowing through your bean field. Getting out my pitchfork. Poking your head. Sex farm woman. I'm going to mow you down. Sex farm woman. I'm raking to pull you down.
Off and you know, I mean, he can't be expected to sit home and get money, so we've got to get someone else in there.
Has he ever done this before? Has he ever
quit
the band before?
No, but it's, you know, you can understand that, like, in the world of rock and roll, there are certain changes that sometimes occur, and you've just got to sort of roll with them, you know. I mean, this, you read that, you know, you saw exactly how many people have been in this band over the years. 37 people have been in this band over the years. I mean, it's like, you know, 6 months from now, I can't see myself missing Nige any more than I might miss Ross McLaughness or Ronnie Pudding or Denny Upham or Danny Schindler and any of those, you know.
I can't believe that, you know, you're lumping Nigel in with these people that you played with for a short period of time.
Well, I'm sure I'd feel much worse if I weren't under such heavy sedation, but still in all, I mean, you've got to be realistic about this sort of thing, you know.
So what happens to the band now?
What do you mean?
He's not going back, or?
No, we shan't work together again.
Oh, no.
Right.
If I hold them once, I've held them 100 times. But Spinal Tap first and Puppet Show last.
It's a morale builder, isn't it?
You've got a big dressing room now.
What?
You've got the big dressing
room. Oh, we've got a bigger dressing room than the puppet, so that's the refreshing.
I've got some Mendocino rocket fuel. That's supposed to be really
Can you play a bass line like Nigel used to on Big Bottom? Can you double that? You recall the line as it fits.
Oh, yeah. I got two hands here.
Right. So that's good. We can play that one.
All right, that's it. No, hole is out. Heavy is out.
Heavy hole.
Right,
heavy hole.
Right.
America,
we
can't do. It's Nigel's tune. It's not my tune.
That's a nice little set, isn't it? That's a cozy 10 minutes.
What are we going to do? We've got nothing to play here. We've got nothing.
I'll tell you what we're going to have to do.
Well,
Jazz Odyssey.
We're not going about to do a free-form jazz exploration in front of a festival crowd.
You are witnesses at the new birth of Spinal Tap Mark II. Hope you enjoy our new direction. On the bass, Derek Smalls, he wrote this.
So tonight's the last show of the tour. How's that feel? You know, it's like this is your last waltz. Are we talking the end of Spinal Tap, or are you going to try to milk it for a few more years in Europe? I mean,
well, I don't really think that the end can be assessed as of itself as being the end, because what does the end feel like? It's like saying when you try and extrapolate the end of the universe, you say if the universe is indeed infinite, then what does that mean? How far is all the way? And then if it stops, what's stopping it? And what's behind what's stopping it? So what's the end, you know, is my question to you.
It's a good crowd. Good crowd.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, some of these things just, you know,
well,
don't mean much.
It's hard to get the last minute, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't arrange it all overnight.
David, we had a 15-year ride, mate. I mean, who wants to be a 45-year-old rock and roller farting around in front of people less than half their age?
That is so true, yeah.
Cranking out some kind of mediocre head-banging bullshit, you know, that we've forgotten.
It's beneath us.
That's right. Who wants to see them?
Absolutely right.
I mean, we can take all those projects that we thought, you know, we didn't have time
for. Oh, there's dozens. There's so many.
You know, we didn't have time for them because of TAP, and bring them back to life, maybe.
Do you remember what we were... Do you remember the
project? At the Luton Palace, we were talking about a rock musical based on the life of Jack the Ripper,
right. Saucy Jack.
Saucy Jack. Now's the time to do
that. You're a naughty one.
Saucy Jack.
You're a haughty one.
Saucy Jack.
Right. But it's a freeing up, isn't it? It's all this free time. And suddenly time is so elastic.
It's a gift. It's a gift of freedom.
I've always wanted to do a collection of my acoustic numbers with the London Philharmonic, as you know.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, people should be envying us, you know.
I envy us.
Yeah.
I do.
Me too. We'll make them, missus.
Nice thought. I'm in. I need tune.
Last tune. Last tune.
Last tune.
Huh? Last tune.
I think it's time to go, though. Can we go?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do the big show. We've done my first day.
Come see the show?
Yeah.
Right, mate.
Right.
You said you just come here to hang around backstage, like a real rock and roll. Is that what you're doing?
I'm really a messenger.
Oh, a messenger.
Yeah. I bumped into Ian and...
Ian? Oh, the other dead man, yeah.
Seems that Sex Farm is on the charts in Japan.
Spinal Tap's recording Sex Farm.
It's number 5 last week, actually. And so he asked me to ask you, Tap, if you'd be interested in reforming and doing a tour in Japan.
So you've come back to replug our life support systems in. Is that it, by the grace of by the stroke of your hand, you're going to set. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to bring us back to life? Is that what you've come here for?
No, I've come.
I mean, the fucking nerve that you display in coming.
No, that's just passing on the information, really.
Yeah, well, I think it's time to go in. We haven't got time to discuss this now.
Do a good show, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Little girl, it's a great big world, but there's no
But do you feel that playing rock and roll music keeps you a child? That is, keeps you in a state of arrested development?
No, no. No, I feel it's more like going to a national park or something, and there's, you know, they preserve the moose. And that's my childhood up there on stage, is that moose, you know. And so
when you're playing, you feel like a preserved moose on stage.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the classics. I belong to a great series. It's called the Namesake series of cassettes. Mm-hmm. And they send you the works of famous authors done by actors with the same last name. So I've got Denham Elliott reading T.S. Eliot on this one.
Well,
and I've got, yes, I've got Danny Thomas doing A Child's Christmas in Wales by Dylan Thomas. And next month it's McLean Stevenson reads Robert Louis Stevenson. Treasure Island, I believe.
That's interesting. Yeah. Fascinating.
There's also something, there's a shorter works of Washington Irving read by someone called Dr. J.
Oh, that's Julius Irving.
Oh, Julius Irving. There you go. Yeah, basketball keeping with the series. Yeah, well, I didn't know that. Yeah.
You like this?
It's very nice. It looks like Halloween.
This is my exact inner structure done in a T-shirt. Exactly medically accurate. See?
So, in other words, if we were to take all your flesh and blood and everything,
take them off.
You'd see exactly.
This is what you'd see.
It wouldn't
see.
Be green, though.
It is green. You know, see how your blood looks blue?
Yeah, well, that's just the vein. I mean, the color of the vein. I mean, the blood is actually red.
Oh, well, maybe it's not green. I don't know. Anyway, this is what we sleep in sometimes.
Yeah. Dennis Eaton Hogg, the president of Polymer Records, was recently knighted. What were the circumstances surrounding his knighthood?
The specific reason why he was knighted was for the founding of Hogwood, which is a summer camp for pale young boys.
David St. Hoggins. I must admit, I've never heard anybody with that name.
What's an unusual name? Well, he was an unusual saint. He's not a very well-known saint.
Oh, there actually is. There was a St. Hubbins.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, what was he the saint of?
He was the patron saint of quality footwear.
You play to predominantly a white audience. Do you feel your music is racist in any way?
No, of course not. We say love your brother. We don't say it really, but
we don't literally say it.
No, we don't say it.
We don't really literally mean it.
No, we don't
believe
it
either.
But that message should be clear anyway.
We're anything but racist.
You know, we've grown musically. I mean, you listen to some of the rubbish we did early on. It was stupid.
Yeah.
You know, now we're. I mean, a song like Sex Farm, we're taking a sophisticated view of the idea of sex, you know, and music.
Putting it on a farm.
Yeah.
If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time. That's my philosophy, Marty.
I believe virtually everything I read, and I think that is what makes me more of a selective human than someone who doesn't believe anything.
Do you have a philosophy or a creed that you live by?
Well, personally, I like to think about sex and drugs and rock and roll. You know, that's my life.
If you were to have something written as your epitaph,
here lies David St. Hubbins. And why not?
You feel that sums up
It's the first thing I could think of.
Oh,
it doesn't sum up anything, really.
Yeah.
I'm a real fish nut. I really like fish.
What kind of fish?
Well, in the United States, you have cod. I like cod. And I love tuna. Those little cans you've got here, tuna fish.
Yeah.
No bones.
Yeah. If you could not play rock and roll, what would you do?
Be a full-time dreamer.
I'd probably get a bit stupid and start to make a fool of myself in public because there wouldn't be a stage to go on.
Probably work with children.
As long as there's, you know, sex and drugs, I can do without a rock and roll.
Well, I suppose I could work in a shop of some kind or do freelance selling of some sort of product.
You know, a salesman, you think?
A salesman, like maybe in a haberdasher, or maybe like a chapeau shop or something. You know, like, what size do you wear, sir? And then you answer me.
7 1/4.
I think we have that. Something like that.
Yeah.
I could do. Yeah.
You think you'd be happy doing
no,
that?
No, we're all out. Do you wear black? See, that sort of thing, I think I could probably muster up.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be happy doing that?
Well, I don't know. What are the hours?